I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
Utah's Morning News with Tim Hughes and Amanda Dixon. Listen on the KSL News Radio app. Brought to you by PC Laptops. And in your car at 102.7 FM.
Good morning, KSL News Time, now 7:30.
It's 47 degrees.
Heavy delays continue southbound I-15 starting in Lehigh. I'm Ricky Meese.
KSL's top story this hour.
It is a developing story, an autopsy scheduled for tomorrow in Wyoming. Now the police have found what they believe is the body of Gabby Petito in a camping area near Grand Teton National Park.
This is an incredibly difficult time for the family and friends.
And in Florida, police are trying to find Gabby's boyfriend, who is the only person of interest at this point. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards begins our live team coverage. Mary?
Amanda, investigators say they felt confident enough that it was her to come forward with the information about the body they found near the Grand Tetons. But Charles Jones with the FBI says there is still a lot more work to be done to figure out what happened and why.
The cause of death has not been determined at this time. We appreciate your continued support and patience as we work through this process.
And Gabby's family posted a picture of her on social media with the caption, "She touched the world." The medical examiner is scheduled to meet with the family tomorrow. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
Investigators obviously asking for space as they continue to gather clues near Grand Teton National Park. KSL News Radio's Nick Wyatt is on the scene in Jackson, Wyoming, and continues our live team coverage. Good morning, Nick.
Good morning, Tim. This is a dispersed camping area just outside of Grand Teton National Park. It's called Spread Creek. The body believed to be that of Gabby Petito was found by the FBI and Teton County Search and Rescue yesterday afternoon on the north side of the creek. It appears that most of the camping is done on the other side of the creek and sightings of the van put it there. So right now it's unclear why or how the body ended up there. One of the questions investigators are still looking to answer. That's why they have the entire Spread Creek area closed off while they continue to get a clearer picture of what happened when Gabby and Brian Laundrie parked her van there near the end of last month. Reporting live from Jackson, Wyoming, Nick Wyatt, KSL News Radio.
The search for Petito's boyfriend and the only person of interest in the case, Brian Laundrie, resumes this morning. He hasn't been seen since he told his parents he was going hiking in a nature preserve.
Laundrie was named a person of interest in Gabby's disappearance after returning home from a cross-country road trip without her. He and his parents refusing to speak with authorities about Gabby, drawing protests outside their house. Search crews combing through thousands of acres of alligator-infested swamp where Laundrie's family told police he may be.
ABC's Trevor Ault reporting from Florida.
People who live near the Laundries in Northport, Florida, are hoping Brian Laundrie is found soon. He told his parents he was going hiking in a nature preserve and hasn't been seen since.
Still in shock. Obviously was hoping she had gotten some help.
Caroline says Gabby's family deserves answers from Brian of what really happened. Be sure to stay with KSL News Radio as we bring you any breaking details.
Now KSL's top national stories. Today was supposed to be the day President Biden wanted all Americans over the age of 16 to be eligible for a COVID-19 vaccine booster. But an advisory panel voted Friday to only recommend a third Pfizer shot for some people.
What they did was they looked at a lot of data that was coming out of Israel to determine whether or not people need a booster. They said they don't think boosters for all make sense. They think seniors and people who are at high risk of severe COVID, those two groups, they think should have to go back and get an extra booster. And they also said that they support people who are at serious risk because of their job. So frontline workers, healthcare workers, even teachers, they mentioned, they think those people might want to consider getting an extra shot.
ABC's Ann Flaherty reporting.
Pfizer and BioNTech announced this morning test data shows their COVID-19 vaccine is safe and effective for children ages 5 to 11. The company says they will seek emergency authorization of the vaccine for young kids in the coming weeks.
Growing calls for accountability after a U.S. drone strike in Afghanistan killed 10 civilians last month.
The family of Zamari Ahmadi demanding answers and accountability.
They should punish two persons targeted innocent children, innocent person at my home.
Ahmadi, an aid worker, incorrectly targeted and killed along with 9 other innocent civilians, including 7 children, in a missile strike the Pentagon now says was a tragic mistake. That drone strike just 3 days after a suicide bomber killed 13 U.S. service members and some 170 Afghans at the Kabul Airport.
ABC's Mary Alice Parks reporting.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was 3 blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.